Oklahoma seeks another emergency declaration from the winter storms. I'm Michael Cross with the KOSU Daily. On this Wednesday, February 24th, 2021, I'll have that. Plus, legislation seeks to rein in the Oklahoma and Tulsa County Health Departments. And Tulsa public school students return to classrooms. All that ahead on the KOSU Daily.
Support for KOSU comes from listeners just like you, who make a donation in support of the news and the music KOSU brings you. Become a member today and get some cool member benefits. Just click the donate button on kosu.org.
Governor Stitt is seeking a second emergency declaration from last week's winter storms. The Associated Press reports the governor is asking President Biden for a declaration for homeowners, renters, and business owners in all of the state's 77 counties. The president approved an earlier declaration providing assistance to cities, counties, and tribes for the cost of emergency measures responding to the storms. The icy blast across much of the South dropped snow and ice on Oklahoma and resulted in sub-freezing temperatures and power outages. Officials are asking Oklahomans who suffered damage during the recent winter weather emergency to report it immediately. The Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Chris Polanski has more.
Officials say the reports can help get federal dollars to Oklahomans who need them. Here's Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management Director Mark Gower at a Monday press conference.
We're working to build a case with FEMA and the White House and through the governor's support to request additional assistance for Oklahomans across the state. We are asking people to report their winter storm damage and other related impacts online at damage.ok.gov.
Damages to report include flooding from broken pipes, power surges, number of days without water, gas, and electricity, number of days displaced by the storm, and any injuries. Gower says the department is also asking cities, counties, tribes, and state agencies to report their costs from the storm in order to request federal aid for those entities. I'm Chris Polanski in Tulsa.
24 more COVID-19 deaths bring the state's total to 4,227. The health department also reports 359 new positive tests for the virus, as there are more than 14,000 active cases in the state. Reporting of cases and deaths have been on the downward trend, but have also been affected by last week's winter storms. Over the past week, Oklahoma averaged about 800 infections and 24 deaths per day. Oklahoma City's public transit system is offering free rides to and from COVID-19 vaccine appointments for some citizens. Residents must be 60 years or older with comorbidities, or 65 years and older, and must have a vaccine appointment scheduled through the Oklahoma City County Health Department. First-time customers can contact Embark at 405-297-2583 to verify eligibility with a short interview. The ride must be scheduled at least 3 days before the appointment. A state lawmaker wants more control of the Oklahoma and Tulsa County Health Departments. The Oklahoman reports legislation from Representative Chris Kennedy comes after the independent health departments have occasionally challenged the state's COVID-19 response. The Oklahoma City Republican wants the state commissioner of health to have a say in the hiring and firing of the directors of the state's two largest health departments. The bill also prevents the local departments from taking any action more stringent than state laws or the State Board of Health. The Oklahoma House approves a bill allowing the governor to fill a vacancy in the U.S. Senate. The Tulsa World reports currently the governor calls for a special election if there's a vacancy. But Representative Kyle Hilbert says the process takes too long. Under Hilbert's measure, now heading to the state Senate, the governor would pick from three candidates submitted by the House Speaker. The person selected would have to be from the same political party as his or her predecessor and be confirmed by the state Senate. Tulsa Public Schools returned to in-person education for its students. The Tulsa World reports yesterday was the first day back in classrooms for special education students, as well as 4th, 5th, 6th, and 9th graders, plus 7th graders in junior high. Most middle schools will welcome 7th graders back on campus tomorrow. About 7,200 students are opting to continue with online instruction for the second semester. And finally, from the KOSU events calendar, The Stillwater Public Library hosts a virtual community conversation regarding families and parenting on Thursday, February 25th at 6:30 p.m. with registration available on its website. Community members will discuss shared experiences and coping strategies for dealing with stress, anxiety, and loneliness during the pandemic. You can find the KOSU Daily wherever you get your podcasts. You can also subscribe, rate us, and leave a comment. You can keep up to date on all the latest news throughout the day at KOSU.org. And make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at KOSU Radio. This is the KOSU Daily, Oklahoma News, every weekday.